A concept based on an Alaskan program to make dental care more accessible is gaining support across the nation. The W.K. Kellogg Foundation released survey results yesterday showing 78% of Americans support the training of mid-level practitioners so more people can get dental care. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Kellogg Foundation spokesperson Kathy Renke says Kellogg took on the issue of dental care for several reasons. Poor oral health is related to a number of chronic diseases, including heart disease and diabetes. Children with tooth pain don't do as well at school, and adults with missing teeth are less likely to be hired. Renke says the lack of access to dental care costs everyone.
We all pay for not having enough access to dental care. So more and more adults and children are going to the ERs for dental infections because they weren't able to see a dentist. And in many cases, hospitals are left holding the bag for that kind of care.
Mid-level practitioners, called dental nurses or dental therapists, have been providing care for decades in countries such as Canada, Australia, Great Britain, and Singapore. In 2007, Alaska Native tribal health organizations were the first in this country to create a dental therapist program after studies showed the Alaska Native population has the highest tooth decay rate of any U.S. group. For instance, up to five times the national rate among 2 to 4 year olds. The Kellogg Foundation sponsored research to see if Americans think access to dental care is an issue and to gauge public reactions to the idea of mid-level dental providers delivering routine and preventive care. Mike Perry is a partner in the national public opinion firm Lake Research Partners. He says focus group results were unexpected.
It was always so surprising to me in these focus groups with just regular people when I asked the question if anyone's ever had a challenge getting dental care before or had, you know, couldn't afford it and had to put it off. And, you know, half the hands, three-quarters of the hands would go up. And many of those people had dental insurance. But they had a lot of high cost associated with that dental insurance, and maybe you couldn't pay for that procedure that month and had to put it off.
Perry says his team surveyed 1,023 adults representing the same demographics as the overall American population. Based on the results, Perry says more than 80% of Americans think the number of people who cannot access dental care is a problem. He says 41% of survey respondents said they or someone in their household has postponed dental care because of cost.
That's remarkable. I mean, 4 out of 10 Americans putting off dental care due to cost is just, you know, it's a travesty.
Perry says even people with insurance couldn't always afford high costs for dental care. Others didn't have dentists practicing in their area. Perry says those most likely to postpone dental care include those with incomes of less than $30,000 a year, the uninsured, and those without a high school diploma. In 2009, Minnesota adopted legislation authorizing dental therapists to practice. The Kellogg Foundation has been working with Ohio, New Mexico, Kansas, Washington, and Vermont to establish mid-level practitioner programs. More than a dozen states are considering similar options. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.